Back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus was, and always will be, your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. You're most likely listening on the American Christian Network, which means you're probably hearing us from Eastern Washington, Northern Idaho, Northeast Oregon, possibly a little bit of Montana. And then those that tune in on SoundCloud, they got some of the old, I guess they call them podcasts. But in general, you're from our general area. And we are definitely living in interesting times. I think that is something that we all agree upon. It leaves me in a really weird spot all the time as far as what to cover. I mean, we all gravitate towards the news, right? Well, by the way, Coins Plus can be reached 444-0044 or toll-free 877-TAP-COIN or through our website at coinsplus.com, right? So anyway, we all gravitate towards gossip, I guess you could technically call it. I don't know what you call the news, if you want to call it the news at all. I was thinking the other day, news is no longer news. If you remember what the news was? The news was where you turned on the TV or the radio and you found out kind of what was going on around the world or in your area or in your town. Now, I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of local news, which I probably should, because it'd probably be a lot healthier for me. But the national news is just this whipping, beating, you know, abuse of Donald J. Trump, anti-Trump hatred, left versus right, pro-transgender, pro-gay, you know, women don't get paid enough. I mean, just hatred, 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 hatred. Is it simply because it really sells more? That's the question I was asking myself. I'm like, have we really gotten this bad just because they can sell more papers or more news, you know, or more news? Is that really it? I mean, folks, you know, you look at, as a believer, you look at God, you look at the Bible, you look at truth, you look at, you wonder, I mean, obviously God's never shocked. He's never like, man, look at that. They pulled that off. Well, you go all the way back to the Tower of Babel, and when they started really uniting, God got displeased, we'll say. I mean, he scattered us abroad quickly, and he knew how to do it. He created a whole bunch of languages, and he scattered us abroad across the earth quickly. Now, why, you look and you go, why was that? Well, you look at the way we behave now, and maybe the answer is baked into the question. I mean, look at how we behave. I mean, we just destroy each other. We're filled with vitriol and anger and hostility. And I could flip it the other way, and I could say, be good and be loving. And if you do good, God will raise you up, and that's what his word says, and that he honors those that honor him. And, you know, and that's true. I definitely agree. That is true. But if you look at what we do to each other, and when you look at the fact that Solomon says money is the answer to everything, you know, that's a verse that over and over and over and over again, I've scratched my head. I've gone, what about that? Is it the answer to that? What about that? You know, what about that? What about that? And in truth, yeah, I mean, when you get to the big picture of things, if you don't know what's going on, I mean, sure, you get into politics, it's power. Well, what does power get you? Money. And if power didn't get you money, would anyone want it? I mean, what is power? Well, I suppose it's control. I suppose if you just really were into controlling people, maybe that'd be a great thing. I don't know. Not my thing. I can see where money is enticing. I mean, you believe that you can buy a lot of nice things and you can have a lot of cool stuff and you can get Lamborghinis and speedboats and nice houses and all kinds of stuff like this with money. Well, but on the other hand, the part that we don't know, the part that most of us haven't lived enough to understand, is the misery that comes with it. So what I've been trying to do on my radio shows lately is remain relevant to the name of the show. The name of the show is True Wealth. So I've been trying to, you know, stay within bounds and maybe make it a little bit more about True Wealth, which is metals and investing, and that sort of thing. And, you know, make it more relevant along those lines. We've got social media. I mean, unbelievable, folks, what cultural appropriation how desperate social media shows us how desperate people are to be offended. People, you know, are apparently, this has been going on quite some time, because when you get into communist countries, they literally will decapitate people for offending them. Now think back a decade or 15 years when we had Muslims decapitating people for offending Muhammad, okay? For bad mouthing or trash talking Muhammad. Now somehow that has crept into our lives, into our lifestyle. And you know what I mean? It's like we have to be careful. Are we becoming that easily offended? Are we personally becoming that easily outraged group that, you know, are we the ones that become the, you know, you start out as the victim and become the perpetrator? We have to be very careful about that. That is one thing that is a universal principle. It's a universal practice throughout mankind, that the victim can oftentimes become one of the most heinous, destructive leaders that there are. And I believe it's in, I know there's Proverbs where it says there's four things. Oh, I'll see if I can find it. It may be in Proverbs 29. But of course, here I am bouncing all over the place. Exactly what you want to hear, right? Where is it? Anyway, it talks about there's certain things that nature or the world cringe at. It talks about, you know, the amazement of, you know, how a man will search for a maiden and all these kinds of things, where it has in there, like, where it says the leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that will never be satisfied, four that will never say enough, Sheol and the barren womb, the earth that is never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. The eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, four which I do not understand. This is in Proverbs 30. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. In other words, in the way of a man, the man's drive for a woman. And then he goes on, and this is it. Under three things, the earth quakes, and under four, it cannot bear up. Now, when they used to write, they used to do this soliloquy all the time, where they'd start with, they'd say there's six, no, seven things, you know. That's kind of how they did everything. And they always started with one number less, and then they said, there's one. But what, you know, usually if you said, oh, there's four things I need to get at the store, and you go, no, wait, there's five. Okay, you wouldn't think the fifth one was the most important one, because that's not the way we think. But to them, when they spoke that way, what they were saying was, this is the most important one. Just the way it was. Under three things, the earth quakes, and under four, it cannot bear up. And then here's the one that I was getting at. Under a slave when he becomes a king. And then it says, and a fool when he's satisfied with food, whatever that means, under an unloved woman when she gets a husband, and a maidservant when she supplants her mistress. So it's basically telling us that when a slave or somebody of lower esteem gets power, which we were talking about earlier, watch out. It talks about the power of power, the destructive nature of power. You think of some of the most heinous, hideous things that have been done upon this earth, and have they not been done in the name or under the guise of power? They just have. I don't know why. I don't know. God made us. We have certain natures which are similar to his, and then we have natures which have been overtaken by the devil, because he's come to steal and kill and destroy and transform those certain traits that God specifically put into us. So the moral of that story is, when people gain power that have previously not had it, you can have some very terrible things happen. You can get it. You can have terrible things happen when people get power that were raised with it. But then you can also have families that are raised in positions of power that do not abuse it, that respect their people, love their people, care for their people. You know, this happens as well. And when you get into the royal families and things like that, my understanding is that, yes, there is probably some pretty gentle souls out there, because they've been handling and harboring this amount of lack of power or access to power for quite some time. So that is a little bit of nothing for you. There's so many different things here that we can talk about. I've got, you know, will America crash economically? The Bible's bittersweet answer. People have economic doomsday fears, and rightfully so. I mean, that's kind of what I was getting to earlier. When you know what the Bible says about the end times, you know where we're going, you know what things are, it's heavy. It can become overwhelming. It can become frustrating. And we probably don't realize, and maybe to our own emotional health, we do not realize the rate at which we are accumulating debt and deficit. And deficit means simply unpaid debt, money. It's we create our own currency, and then we have to pay it back. And we, without a doubt, have got, I mean, you can't even say world records. I mean, we have gotten so far into debt. And the whole concept of we're going to make the economy hum, we're going to make the economy boom, under Trump, great, that's wonderful. But the fact of the matter is Trump is not really fixing things. What he's doing is throwing accelerant on a brush pile to start a large fire. And for those of you who've ever dealt with accelerant, you understand how it works. It makes things blow like a volcano. And my fear is that as Trump works his tail off to try and try and try to get all this money home and get all this money moving around, one of the flat, hard truths is the fact that he did get into office to get tax cuts to the big C corporations. So guys like him got tax cuts that you can't even begin to fathom. I can't begin to fathom it. It's absolutely unbelievable. I thought as a business owner with pass-through income, I did believe that I was going to get a big tax break, which I did not. So people in general believe that ultimately there is kind of a doomsday coming. The complacency of the American is concerning to me. And here's why. The company Remington that makes Remington guns is currently, well, guess how their business is doing? Take a wild stab. They are currently in bankruptcy hearings, okay? Which means the company that's been making Remington guns for a long time. I cannot tell you how long right now, but I can tell you a long time. Probably 130 to 150 years minimum. A company like that should never be in bankruptcy unless they've overgrown or the unions have pressed them too hard or whatever. On the other hand, the company, the parent corporation for Smith & Wesson, is also in bad financial trouble. And so what goes on is you, the public, as you get someone like Trump in office and you all of a sudden you think you're safe. When Obama was in office, you believed that he was going to take your guns, and he was definitely messing with ammo. And you believed it so powerfully that you ultimately, you know, went out and bought guns like they were going out of style. Now you, as in you, the general public, you're not doing that anymore. Because Trump's in office and somehow we all feel safe again. Just because Trump says the right things doesn't mean he believes them. There are many people, the Ben Shapiros of the world, the Glenn Becks, that claim that Trump is not a true conservative. He's more of a progressive. He's especially a populist, meaning that his number one goal is pleasing the people. That is what he is, in my opinion, most interested in, is staying popular. Presidents behave in a certain way prior to their first reelection. And I believe that, and I don't think you need a rocket science degree to figure this out. I think that Trump's number one goal right now is to get reelected. And I think the media's number one goal right now is to make sure he doesn't. I think that it's going to be a scary fine line. I cannot believe why all these Republicans have chosen to to step down. I don't understand what is going on. They seem disheartened and burnt. But the list of them goes on and on and on. Maybe they're getting good job offers. I don't know. But it's astounding. It is concerning, okay? When you start to look at the entire list of Republicans, I'm going to try to find it here, that are resigning. It is, let's see if we can find it, the retirement tracker. Let's see if this is of any good here. And, you know, I always love all these, you know. They want to have pop-ups all over so they get all this money each time you look at something. Okay, so we've got just since Trump got in office, or mainly in the last year, we've got all these Republicans that are resigning. The trend at this point gives a distinct edge to the Democrats. While roughly the same number of lawmakers in both parties are leaving their seats to run for higher office, just 11 House Democrats are retiring outright or have already resigned, compared with 27 Republicans. House members running for other offices often count as retirements because it's usually impractical or illegal to run for multiple positions at the same time. Including those members who are leaving to run for another office, there will be 19 open House seats vacated by Democrats and 41 by Republicans. The death of the representative slaughter, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, folks, 41 Republicans are stepping down, okay? Now, let me get you thinking here. You are in a lull. I know. I've been doing this business a long time. I have watched people for a long time financially. I've watched people do a lot of very foolish things. I've watched them lull themselves to sleep. You turn on the news, and what do you get? Bickering and bantering and arguing and fighting and dickering and debating, and it's just this vitriolic onslaught. Is it healthy? No. Is it good? No. Does it reflect God's spirit? No. You have to be very careful. It is tearing the country apart. We cannot allow this. We first of all have got to be praying hard, concerned about maintaining these offices, these seats. Okay, and but then secondly, we have to ask ourselves, what in the world is going on? What is causing this? Why is everyone bailing out? Are they feeling hopeless? Are they feeling powerless? Something is driving them away, and something's driving them away in a manner that they don't want to say because they don't want to offend. And it's up to a good reporter to start to determine what's behind this series of actions. Because I personally, you know, you have crazies like Bob Corker from Tennessee, who has been at odds with Trump from the day he got in office. He's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He has been probably one of the more critical of the president. You have a guy by the name of Jeff Flake, F-L-A-K-E, just like it sounds. He's a flake as well. He's been super critical of the president. And then you go on, Senator, you know, Orrin Hatch, and you can just go on and do this all day long. Thad Cochran, Al Franken. Al Franken stepping down based on accusations of misconduct with females and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So there are definitely things going on in this world that we need to be aware of and that we need to understand. I guess what I'm saying in simplicity is this. Do not think that all is well, okay? All is not well. Trump slid into office. Whether it's the media or the monetary system, folks, you have the entire weight of the entire system against what is true and what's right, okay? When it comes to money, you have first the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Bank is completely opposed to precious metals. Why? Because they are true wealth, period. And true wealth destroys what they do and what they believe in. It just does. The two are completely contradictory to one another, and you, yes, should have hard liquid assets, because once we get the Democrats, once Democrats gain control of one or more of the branches of our government, we will officially be back to the world's greatest loggerhead in history. We will be frozen in time once again. Nothing will be accomplished. The Democrats will blame the Republicans for everything. Fingers will be pointing. And nothing will be getting done. And all we'll hear about all the time is homosexuality and transgenderism and abortion and women's rights and, you know, and I apologize if that offends you folks, but isn't there a little bit more to this life than that? And why, you know, this is a wonderful way to forget the middle American, the real American. Just focus on all these side issues, all these destructive, controversial, anger creating. Which side of the fence are you on this? And why do people care, you know, on a lot of these issues? I mean, seriously. Why would I care if someone was gay? I don't ethically believe it's right. It's pretty disgusting. But it's their choice. It really is their choice. That's the point of America. It's the land of the free. They have the freedom of choice. If they didn't have the freedom of choice, they wouldn't have the freedom to choose Jesus. and they wouldn't have the ability to exercise the talents that God gave them and become the person that they're supposed to be. So, I could continue to go on about news, and I think what I'll do is I'm going to just touch on, I dug out this old article that I had on myths about metals and assets, and I'm going to just bounce around a little bit on some of these topics, and I want and see if some of them fit areas that you struggle with, and try to comprehend, you know, what's real, what's not, where are we at, how did we get there, are we thinking this way, is it right, does it make sense? You know, God created wealth. God created true wealth. He created metals-based, he created precious metals-based assets as our permanent, long-term, irrefutable, undebatable form of wealth. And anything over and above that is a problem. We even have locally here a recent theft issue where a young lad in his 20s, I can't remember his name, was stealing. He was a helper, and he was stealing from Harlan Douglas. Harlan is one of the highest taxpayers in Spokane County. Why is that relevant? Well, obviously, since we don't have an income tax, there's got to be other ways that you pay taxes. Well, in his case, the reason he's paying so many taxes is because it's in the form of real estate tax. So he owns a ton of real estate, and he pays a ton of tax on that real estate, okay? So that is definitely something that we need to take a close look at and ask ourselves why. So when he got ripped off by this young kid, the police, they would not even do their job. And I've seen this time and again with internal theft. I've seen it when we were building our building. We had video of a van that came and stole all the contractor's tools. I'm sorry, it wasn't a van. It was an old RV, an old motorhome, like 30 years old, very identifiable, obviously identifiable. And the police officer would not investigate because she said, boy, it sure would be a lot easier if they had the name of their business on the side of the motorhome. The problem with her was she would have had to do some research, and she just didn't want to. So rather than doing a little bit of research, she just chose to kind of blow it off and move on to something else. So let us, anyway, my point there is there are alternative methods for them to address these issues. It's not like Spokane's finest is always doing their best job. We do, you know, we know of plenty of situations where they have, and apparently we know some where they have not. Hopefully the have-nots, hopefully the times they've done it right far outweigh the times they haven't. So let's talk a little bit about our thought processes when it comes to precious metals-based assets, okay? There's a whole slew of them here, and I don't know quite where to begin. But there's this whole list a guy put out that basically said, you know, as he's done over all this research over decades, he's come up with a list of reasons, or what he calls false ideology about gold and precious metals that prevent people from investing in them. He said he's basically attempted to refute the false ideas and convince people to change their minds and behavior so that they can protect their wealth and help them to own gold and silver or precious metals. And he goes on to talk about, you know, how it's just it's a systematic series of events that gets us where we're at, that wants it this way. I spoke last Friday about all the different ways that, you know, people avoid and whatnot. But so let's go this way. Let's just go down a list. People have various reasons for thinking that avoiding precious metals is the right thing to do at this point in time. The biggest issue that we're faced with right now, folks, is the fact that we think everything's fine. I'm telling you it's not. I'm telling you that global tensions are at an all-time high. I'm telling you that Trump may be there now, but he won't be there forever. And when he leaves, my fear is it's going to be like when, you know, you get a guy who stands there and he acts tough because he's got a bully to back him up. And once the tough bully leaves, if you want to call him a bully or a tough guy, they've got a tough guy to back him up. And once the tough guy leaves, you know, things change. I saw that happen one time in college where a guy, a number of guys were taunting an individual pretty heavily at a bar. Okay. I used to, before I was a believer, I was known to go to a bar now and then. And the guy who was getting picked on, he wasn't going to do anything because he had like six guys, you know, waiting to jump him. Well, later on, he saw one of the guys, which, and, you know, he had no malice, but the one guy who was now alone came up and began to confront him in the same manner the six had. And the guy pushed and pushed and pushed and eventually ended up in not a good situation simply because that guy that was using aggressive language to try to antagonize no longer had anyone to back him up. This is my fear for America right now, folks, that we basically have a tough guy in there who talks tough and acts tough. If half of America loved it, you know, or by half, I mean the half that hates him, if they loved it and they liked having that kind of backup, then great. We'd be great. But they don't. They want to get rid of him. So we've got this huge outflow of Republicans coming. The overall effect of this is going to be what? It's going to be a drastic drop in the number of conservatives representing us, and we'll probably end up losing the House or the Senate, possibly both. I don't know what else to tell you, but I can tell you that scares the bejesus out of me. People use things like, well, I'll just buy treasury bonds or treasury bills or annuities. People think there's these really safe, sound investments out there. I've spoken lately about annuities, whole life insurance, bankonyourself.com, all these things that are sold primarily by insurance people that many of them never finished college, that should give you some pretty good insight of what you're up against. You know, in this situation where they say treasury bonds are the safest in the world. The truth of the matter is, we got brokers telling people this stuff. When you have an insurance guy selling you something, folks, get out, get out, get out, get out. They are not a broker. I'm not telling you that a broker is any better, but I am telling you, when you have an insurance salesman selling a financial product and they're telling you it's a low risk product, what it is a very high commission product. So I've tried to make myself super clear about that. Please hear me there. It is very near and dear to my heart. I do hate unwinding people's mistakes. I mean, I'll help them do it happily, but I'm always like, why could we not have spoken before this happened? So there's one thing to keep in the back of your mind. we've got all kinds of, people thinking that they can just buy futures. It's like, I'll buy options or futures contracts on gold or silver. It's the same thing. Folks, you don't be deceived. Options and futures are not the same as the hard assets that God has created. They're not the same. They are no substitute. They are contracts that will be defaulted on when gold or silver makes the big move up. All it takes is a bunch of people wanting to take delivery, and it's over, okay? The point of true wealth that God made, the point of hard assets, is physical ownership that no one can tamper with, no one can take away. You know, that's really what it is. And that's why you want to come into Coins Plus and you want to turn your wealth into hard assets. We have the highest rated privately held depository service in the Western United States. Very secure, very sound, and it's a good system. Okay, and we can store your stuff very inexpensively. It is definitely not our profit center. People in general never complain about the price. They start on about $60 a year. They think for the privacy and the quality and all that, it's a very fair price. So anyway, avoid contracts. They will default, and they are paper. And the point that God made with his investment vehicles is to avoid paper. ETFs, exchange-traded funds. Folks, the thing is about all this, it's the accounting and auditing on these things is a big mess, all right? So in the meantime, it looks okay. If things swing hard one way or the other, we've seen Hans Tolving and Northwest Territorial Mint both go bankrupt. These were apparently massive precious metals companies. They started to offer storage services, not like we have, not like a depository service, but storage services, pooling and other things like that. They started to ride the market. And the bottom line is, when you buy metals here, you own them. The day you pay, they're secured, and that's that. There's really nothing else to it other than that. Silver ETFs are the same. Avoid silver ETFs. There's people that are actually... I've actually had people that say, why do I need gold if the dollar is still backed by gold? Folks, the dollar stopped being backed by gold in 1971, okay? It is not backed by gold. It's backed by nothing but debt. Now the Treasury has entered the defaulting subprime mortgage crisis. I mean, it's one darn thing after the next. They've got to have something to pump their money into in order to justify the exorbitant creation of more debt. And these wise guys that know how it works, they know how to sit down with the president and tell him certain things a certain way so he does what they want. They're masters at it. So they can get the president to do all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is the dollar is not backed by gold. The government doesn't even have gold, okay? So as far as people think the dollar is still backed by gold, it doesn't. There was like something like 7,700 metric tons in U.S. gold reserves. This has all been contributed to the Federal Reserve now. It's in the hands of the Fed. Our M3 money supply, which is every dollar created, is so far beyond. If you took all the M3 money and the gold we supposedly own, gold would be, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 a troy ounce. Did you hear that? If you took all the paper currency we created and divided it by the gold that we supposedly own, it'd be $444,000 a troy ounce, okay? So that really is what it's worth. This whole concept that you have to have infinite amount of currency or cash for an economy to work is wrong. You just continue to divide it into smaller notes. But this is where we're at right now, folks. We've got way too much currency. There's no way to back out. There's no way to retract it. There's just no way to get out of it. There is one way, and that's for you to protect your own finances with hard assets, with just trusting God, trusting truth, trusting us, doing what's right, getting it out of the paper game. You've got it in a 401k or an IRA. We offer incredible value right now, the best of any time in the history of my experience. Number one, that's a huge deal, okay? It's the best value ever. Number two, it's biblically endorsed and authorized. It's just, it is what it is. So you definitely, I would say, you know, it's the time is right. The time is the best, and that's that. So if the government does not have gold, the ratios of what they supposedly own are so far out of whack, it's not even funny. It would put us at levels that don't even make sense. Metals are not just like any other commodity. Precious metals are a unique commodity, okay? They're infinitely divisible. Gold is non-tarnishable. It's non-influenceable by any naturally occurring substance on Earth. God made it that way on purpose. It preserves itself. It gets in a shipwreck and it goes to the bottom of the ocean and it sits there and it waits. Unfortunately, the earth is so big we'll never possibly find all the gold that was lost, but it sure would be fun if we could, wouldn't it? It'd be a needle in a haystack, but it would be a good thing. And we hear stories once in a while of people finding it. And they're very wealthy. But at the same time, if you go back and you look at these stories where people find this gold up in the mountains of, you know, Carlsbad, California, or wherever it was, they find these stashes that make them rich for the rest of their life. It just shows you how it continues to grow. One thing, folks, is that people think, okay, I don't need metals. When I buy paper, I'm investing in the United States. And you are. You're right. But the problem is you're betting on people being good. You're betting on them being able to perform at incredibly high levels. phenomenal profit. You're betting on the best of economic times. We're being told economics are doing very well, strictly because the Dow has been up and down and up and down and all over the place. But that's where we're being told that we're, you know, we're killing it. And the bottom line is, when you own hard assets and you build them up over time, you are set. It is liquid cash. Trust me, I've done it myself for a very long time. Whether it goes up, whether it goes down, whether I buy it down or buy it up and cost average in, makes no difference to me whatsoever. What I do know is that I own metals. They, you know, people say, well, the good old US of A will prevail with our military, technology, and work ethic. Well, ever since the US won World War II, the dollar is supported by our military might and our oil. And we don't need gold to back the dollar. We no longer need it. We are losing our world respect and military strength worldwide. In the last 15 years, nearly 80% of all U.S. jobs have been transferred overseas, while 95% of all technological advancement now takes place internationally. One of the problems is we've got all these good ideas coming in from overseas now, from, you know, some of the better scientists are overseas. They're not here. They're not in the U.S. Why is that? We're making it very difficult for them to live. You don't think that somebody with a PhD is going to research the taxes before they make a move? I know when I was in banking and I used to get offered job after job in Southern California. Now, I was making a certain amount of income. I would have had to make 2.5 times that amount of income in Southern California to live the same kind of life. So basically, the U.S. is tough, the U.S. is good, etc. But if we really get the clamps put on us and we really get the pressure put down hard, folks, paper is going to poof, kapoof. It will instantly shut down, become inaccessible. I don't care if you put all your money or part of your money into it. If you've got a savings account still sitting out there, just let us build your portfolio. It's simple. You bring in 10 or 20 or whatever $1,000 you want, cash, cashier's check, whatever is fine. If you write a personal check, it's going to take 10 business days to clear whether you like it or not. It's just a system we started a long time ago, and it works for a very good reason. It doesn't matter whether it shows that it cleared your bank or not, because that is just a system we have in place. And then there's people that are like, well, precious metals-based assets only go up in hard times, like a Great Depression. Or during excessive inflation, or in times of war. Well, to that, I have to say yes, yes, and yes. But I can also add another yes. That yes is for the fact that precious metals-based assets will preserve your wealth through good times, bad times, and in between times. It has never become worthless, and according to the Bible, it never will. In fact, God likes it, precious metals or gold, so much, he is using it to decorate the streets of heaven, right? And yes, gold and silver will go up during the hard times and the bad times. And folks, I've got some news for you. Looking down the road, tough times is about all I can picture this country seeing. It's just a continuous battle of this stuff. So I would definitely recommend making your moves now. The more the government helps things, the longer the tough times will last. And of course, it's truly the goal of the socialists and Marxists. Do not be fooled into thinking that any of these crises, this overseas war stuff and welfare warfare stuff and this border stuff, don't be fooled into thinking any of these crises or travails are created by accident. There are some very special people out there who oversee these types of crises. They're headed by the Rothschilds and Bilderbergers and so on. And yes, they truly are. And I know that sounds like a big conspiracy that a few people could have so much power, but they do. If you want to know more on that type of stuff and other well-kept secrets, there's videos online. One's called "The Only Reason Gold Might Go Up in Value is a Potential War in the Middle East," which was made quite a few years back, but it's getting so true now, it's not even funny. So anyway, we'll kind of leave it at that, I think. In a nutshell, as I say over and over again, precious metals-based assets, gold, silver, hard assets, they're liquid, they're anonymous, they're transportable, folks. I am telling you that now is really the best time. There will be changes coming. We've got Trump in office. We've got a lot of vitriol towards him. We've just got a lot of changes coming. There's too much tension. The media will not allow things to settle down until they get their lapdogs back in office. As soon as they do, people realize things are going to go. Well, end of show. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.